The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by assistant teacher in Tanto, Jenny Smith.
So I've been thinking about Zhaozhou's 7-pound robe, and I have a different interpretation. I didn't really get that he was playing with the student. But where does the one go to? And I think he says, when I was in Qingzhou, I made a cloth robe that weighed 7 pounds. And I'm thinking, this is a big, huge project, like 100 rakusus. Literally, like 10 rakusus across by 10 rakusus down. So a lot of us have sewed rakusus, and it's a pretty big project. And it's a one stitch at a time project. And when I think of Zhaozhou saying this, he's saying that was this big project I did at that time. And I remember this as a time I was really alive. And that's what the one goes to. But I'm not sure, because you could, imagine it's a daunting project. So you have the same 7 panels, but they're 10 times as long, 10 times as far across. So you might, I don't know, you might sew for an inch and then do a bunch of math and say, okay, I've got 90,000 stitches to go. I do a little bit of that sesshin. Earlier this afternoon, I was thinking, okay, we have a 10-minute kinhin and a 20-minute sit and a 10-minute kinhin and dinner and a rest period. And I don't encourage this kind of thinking, but it comes to me a lot. And this, we're all at this sesshin at great expense. The time that we've taken, that we could have been doing any number of other things, and we all value this practice so much that we chose this for a full extended weekend. And all adults with busy 21st century lives. And what we have here, it really is rare and precious. Just imagine trying to schedule a meeting with 5 friends, how difficult that is these days. But here we have 21 people so dedicated to this practice that made this big, huge chunk of time in their schedule to come here and support each other. And this is what, at least me, this is what attracts me here, that I can't get this anywhere else, this kind of opportunity. So when my mind starts running ahead like that, I'm disappointed in myself, because that's the one way I know of squandering my life, is of wanting this moment to be over, wanting to get to the next moment or the next day or the next week. And I have squandered chunks of my life this way. And I've also had moments or stretches of time like Zhaozhou in Qingzhou, working on his robe, where I was really alive. And actually a lot of those moments were right here in this temple at Sashin and elsewhere. When it gets to be a long day, maybe I notice one little thing about the moment that I see as unpleasant, like my knees hurt. And something in me says, okay, I know this moment. This moment is a bad moment. This moment is a moment to get through. And I don't have to be here for it. And I run off. And I run off to the past or the future. Or sometimes, yeah, I might even be comparing it with other Sashin moments. I might be comparing it. Well, a lot of the 70s comes up for me in Sashin too. And that's all part of the experience here, and I don't have to push away the past or the future when it comes up. But if I'm pushing away this moment, then I'm going to grab onto the past or the future, and that's when I'm going to miss everything. So I value this practice. And I value this Sangha, this particular Sashin Sangha of the 21 of us that will likely never be together again. And I don't want to believe I know any moment so that I can skip it. I want to know that I don't know this moment. I have to stay here and find it out. So that's my encouragement. Let's stay here at this Sashin that we decided to come to, that we committed to. Thank you.